All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we're going to return back to our conversation with Aaron Brooks, get some final thoughts. Aaron, obviously, Coach Mike London has done a tremendous job with his assistant coaches in terms of recruiting, and in addition, they're building a team that's based on being good community citizens, good student athletes, and good contributors around grounds. And obviously, turning the battleship that is the UVA football program is proving challenging. What are your thoughts overall just on the work that Coach London and Anthony Poindexter and Sean Moore and those guys have been doing?
I think it's been they've been doing a great job. I think Coach London is the guy for the job. I think I believe in what he has done over the past 3 years since becoming the head coach. Has done exactly what you said. I mean, we went out and we've attacked the Tidewater area and getting some very good athletes. He's also has challenged the guys in the classroom. But also, more importantly, as well as the classroom, you don't hear about anyone getting in too much trouble or doing foolish things off the field, and which is a very good thing and very good situation that he put himself in. So I just think he's doing a great job, and I think he said it best. I think ultimately, as a head coach, you're judged on your the win loss column. And from football standpoint, we're not doing a great job at this point. And he'll be the first probably to tell you that. So again, there's some things that he needs to turn around. The assistant coaches they're all putting their heads together to try to turn this thing around. But at the same time, they dug themselves such a deep hole. But do I think it's going to affect recruiting? No, I don't think it's going to affect recruiting. But they do got to find a way to not just take the personality of the coach, which most teams do, but they need to really get a fire lit up under their butts and get going, because we're very inconsistent on offense, soft on defense, and we're not making the plays on special teams to be a very effective football team in the ACC right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know, they've had problems on special teams. The turnover situation has not been good, and they've had problems with penalties. So I think Coach London and his staff would be the first to tell you they have been disappointed by the results on the field this year. But I think if Virginia fans take the long view, I think the future does look much brighter as we go down the road. But Aaron, bring us up to date with what you're doing right now in your post-football career.
Oh, wow. Yeah, thanks for having giving me the opportunity to speak on that. Obviously, I'm raising 3 kids with my lovely wife, which is probably more challenging than any other task I'll be taking out here. but I'm a land developer. Those who don't know, I'm a land developer. I've developed a 26-lot subdivision in Williamsburg called Burlington Woods. we have all but 8 sold. We have a Ryan Homes, which is one of the largest builders in the nation, building the homes as we try to sell the lots. So anybody out there looking for homes, to get out of this cold weather and protect them from Hurricane Sandy, we we do have lots available in Williamsburg off of Long Hill Road down the street from Lafayette High School. In addition to that, I do have a project in downtown Newport News where I'm from, and it's about 68 city blocks long. It's a mixed-use development in which we're going to really bring an entire development to downtown Newport News that's desperately needed. We're looking to provide the services to the community that's desperately needed. Obviously, some of the tenants that we're targeting, obviously, a very, very new and fresh supermarket, banking institutions, some retail office space, is going to be some housing. I'm really looking to give the community, obviously, some hope, create some jobs, and create some opportunities for the parents and for the young kids coming up to an area that's definitely needed. Something that I really wanted to get accomplished.
Well, that's very nice, because you're from down there, and it gives you an opportunity to give back to a community that helped you along the way.
Yes, Yes. I did bring on, it's such a huge, we're trying to make a huge transformation in this development that I was not able to do this thing all by myself, so I'm not in it by myself, but I have a very, very great opportunity to do this, and I brought in a bigger development crew by the name of Armada Hoffler to help me with this deal. And I'm very, very excited about the things they've been able to help me get accomplished in this deal. And we are at the point where we're moving forward with this, and we're all excited about it as well as the city. So, you know, we just ask for a little more patience as we continue to bring in this tough development in such a blight area in the city. So it's been great. It keeps me very busy, but I'm also definitely proud of what we're trying to get accomplished.
That's fantastic. Well, Aaron, we have enjoyed having you visit tonight, and maybe here before the end of football season, we'd like to have you come back in. And you and I have talked about getting in here in studio and sitting with us for the full show. So we'll get back on the phone this week and try to line that up. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great. Anytime, guys. Appreciate you guys having me, man. Hopefully, my beloved Cavaliers will get this thing turned around by the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, we've enjoyed your visit. All right, we're going to let Aaron go, and we come back on the other side. We're going to have none other than David Sloan, former owner of Sloan's Restaurant, and today quite a successful realtor, and what a great guy and a colorful guy, and we can't wait to talk to him on the other side. Staying with us.